This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 202 for Tuesday, December 28th. Ice canola futures are stronger on Tuesday, attempting to catch up with yesterday's sharp gains in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. With the final settlement still pending, the January canola contract vaults $30.30 at $1,040 per ton. The more heavily traded March contract gains $14.70 at $1,018.40 per ton, and the May contract jumps $18.50 at $993.20. Concerns over dry conditions in Argentina and southern Brazil are fueling the increases in edible oils. Although central and southern Brazil are expected to receive rain in the coming days, tight supplies and the need to ration demand continue to underpin canola. Frigid weather across the prairies could slow grain movement. However, by New Year's, temperatures are to climb above normal for this time of year. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 77.94 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 78.05. Although the Chicago soy complex was higher earlier today, prices for soybeans and soy oil are pulling back, likely due to profit-taking after yesterday's big gains. Dr. Michael Cordonnier is again reducing his call on Brazil's soybean production, cutting 2 million tons, bringing his new estimate to 140 million tons. Also, Cordonnier took another million tons off of his forecast for Brazil corn, now looking for 114 million tons. Dryness continues across the United States' northern and southern plains, affecting winter wheat crops. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange increases its call on Argentina wheat production by 2.4% at 21.5 million tons. The harvest is estimated to be 78% finished. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday. The March contract is down 3.5 cents at $13.68 per bushel. March soy oil gives up nearly 0.2 of a cent at 56 2/3 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal nudges up 80 cents at $4.09.10 per short ton. Corn futures are lower as well on Tuesday. The March contract loses a dime at $6.05 per bushel. Chicago oats is weaker as the March contract falls 21.5 cents at $7.02.5. The U.S. wheat complex is also weaker, with Chicago March dropping 20.5 cents at $7.83.5. Kansas City March forgoes 25 cents at 8.22. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March drops 27 cents at 9.97. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, December 28th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.